כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות.
According to the importance he gives the holy work, to that extent he has to give gratitude for it, because that is the truth. Meaning that we can't even appreciate the importance of keeping the mitzvot of the Creator even without intentions. Then he comes to the feeling of happiness in the heart. And by the praise and gratitude he gives for that, the feelings expand, and he is inspired from every point of the holy work, and knows who he's working for, and by this he ascends upward. That is what is written, I am grateful for the mercy you have done to me, meaning for the past. And by that, he can say in confidence, and of the future too. Question for an active workshop. What are we giving gratitude for? Active workshop. What are we giving gratitude for? I give gratitude every time the Creator awakens me to recognize that there's none else besides Him, that the friends are my help to find none else besides Him. Every time He awakens me for that, that gives me great happiness and great gratitude. We're giving gratitude for the opportunity that the upper force gives us to be together again, which isn't, we can't take that for granted, and we have to make efforts that he'll feel good for that, like a mother enjoying her children. And we want to try to show him that we're connected, that we're trying to work in connection to give him contentment by this. I'm giving gratitude for society that has a very strong force, like a seed planted in good soil, that even though it develops, it's not clear what's growing yet, but if the beginning is good, so the final result will be good too. And that's what we feel in society. There's always a force pushing us. Yes, the gratitude is about the environment that the Creator lets us be in it. It's a privilege. It's an environment that keeps surprising you and can develop each and every one that is persistent in his spirituality and the point in the heart. There's no other place in the world where a point in the heart can develop like here. And also give gratitude for the ability to be envious of the greatness of the Creator that Bara Sulam had, and the Rabash and Arav has, Rav Kook, as much as we are in lowness in our life, and as much as we're lacking that, that's how we appreciate the greatness of the Creator. It keeps bringing us back to the greatness of the Creator, that we have to give gratitude every time we see it, feel it, get excited by it, as much as the Creator is great. This morning, Asaf shook my heart, even though he didn't really need any justification, but still, it's something that always awakens. Yeah, and in that we always have opportunities to add. Because it's always what the friends are lacking. There's no limit to this, no limit to bestowing in what the Creator awakens us every time, as much as we must pass it on. Also to the whole world, this knowledge that there is an upper force, that there's a good force taking care of all of us. Also great gratitude for being rewarded in sitting. I don't know how to call it, sitting in this classroom of the Kabbalists of our generation. And through him, the Creator brings our society and the whole world closer towards correction. Yeah, the ability to open the writings of the sages and study on a steady framework with more people who want to understand the words of the Kabbalists and do it through connection. That it's not only to understand, but also to attain what they wrote and to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. And in every moment, a person renews himself, he gets disconnected, he gets a restart, starts working from darkness every time, and without that thread of mercy that goes through society and our teacher, a person can't hold on. And we have to give gratitude for that too. We're grateful we acknowledge that there's none else besides. Sometimes it makes us happier, sometimes less, but that's our reality. That he brought you to a certain path, you meet with people, you get life from it. You also don't have many other choices. That's because we're creating a state between us, that every time we remember none else besides them, it's something great, it's something happy, and we have to give gratitude for it. And from that value that we get from each other, we can really be in gratitude for it. We give gratitude he brought us to such a special society with people that are so serious, that invest in all their forces and seriousness, their life, for others, for the love of the others, and for him to be revealed in the world. We also give gratitude for the Creator turning us on like this, like in the book of the magician, that chuck and awakened something in each one of us that didn't give us rest until we found a place where we can develop that tendency, that point. Yeah, to develop the point is something that nobody can do himself, and for this you can give gratitude for the opportunity that was given to develop it through connection. Second question: what is the happiness and pleasure in working for the Creator? Active workshop. Pleasure and joy is to go above a man's mind and feeling. That's the happiness. If through the friends he has ovuth and forces, so specifically in such states of darkness, so that is the greatness of the Creator, to be able to do such an action that you can't hold it in your will to receive. But that's what the happiness is from. Also, if it isn't clear what working the Creator is, I'm sure that working all kinds of other materials from this world is less. What's the benefit in all this corporeal work then? I don't here there's some kind of, like Iran said, something above human nature, that we're trying to touch the root of creation that, and look at the system from a different angle, to be part of it. Happiness is a result of gratitude. And now we shouldn't be ashamed to give gratitude for the Creator that awakened us in the afternoon and brought us here to do the work of the heart. And now he's concerned of each and everyone here or wants to be here. It's enough that he wants to be here. Really, personally concerned about him, developing a deficiency for him, for each and everyone. And for that we have to thank him, and we can be very happy from it, that everybody is getting such an attitude here. It just forces us now, in the beginning of the lesson, to commit and give everything we can to connect, to give everything we can to reach that request for the friends. The happiness and pleasure is from the Creator teaching us what to love is. To relate what's outside of you in unconditional love without any conditions, like in a family. No matter what children you have there, parents always love them with no limits. And all our love towards the friends is to reach that feeling of love, feeling of appreciation.
Lechol Amim.